On the way over tonight, we're talking with Alex about whether she was going to come to my sermon, because originally she was planning to. And then she was saying, well, she wants to go to EBC because they have crackers in EBC. Which is funny, because tonight I'm talking about priorities, and now I know where hers lie. So, as we discuss priorities, what are your priorities? How often do you think about your priorities? Do you even think about your priorities? See, we face a lot of difficult things in life. Stress, anxiety, difficult decisions. And I think sometimes we make those things worse on ourselves because we either don't understand what our priorities are, or we have our priorities, but we're not actually living them. And so we cause these problems. I think if we went around the room and asked everybody, what are your priorities? We would probably have a similar answer. It would look something like this. We would say that God's at the top, our family and the church are second, we have other people, we have our health, financial well-being, and then we have work or money. But are we actually living that? And when we talk about priorities, we're talking about life priorities. From day to day, our priorities may shift a little bit, and that's okay. So for instance, I'm an accountant, and the last business day of every month, work tends to jump above family because we're closing the books and it's a mess. But it's important that the day after that, work takes its proper place again, family's back where it needs to be, and everything gets restructured. So it's okay if our priorities shift a little from day to day. It's, are we living our priorities in our life as a whole? And that's what it comes down to. And sometimes it's just the small stuff. So for instance, your priority may be your health. And you know, you're thinking, I'm going to stay on track, I'm going to eat well, but then you go to work, and it's somebody's birthday, and your boss brought donuts, and all of a sudden sugar takes the priority over health for that day. And that's okay. It's after that, am I readjusting those priorities again? And those little things are not really harmful. But then we get into some bigger stuff. So what about if I have an expensive medical need? Well, that can be something that's very difficult, very hard to make a decision about, but if I know my priorities, it gets a little bit easier. Because if I say, I have this important medical problem that I need to address, but it's going to put me in debt, well, if I know my health is more important than my financial well-being, I'm going to put my health first, I'm going to do what's necessary. Those priorities help to guide those decisions. And sometimes it's really big stuff. What about prioritizing God over our family? And that's something that can be very difficult. I even knew a guy whose mom basically told him, gave him an ultimatum, it's either God and the church or it's me, and you're going to have to pick. And that is a tough spot to be in. But if we know our priorities, if we know that we're going to put God first, if we have that relationship, we know the decision that we have to make in a position like that. That's not going to make it maybe any easier emotionally, but we know what we should do. So I want to talk about three things tonight. First, let's look at God's priorities. And when we look through the Bible, God certainly cares about what our priorities are. We look back in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3 from the Ten Commandments. He says, "You shall have no other gods before me." God wants to be first in our lives. God wants to be the most important thing to us. Jesus echoes this idea in Luke 14, 26 through 27. There he says, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother, and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Now, obviously, Jesus is speaking in hyperbole here, but his point is God needs to take priority over our family. And that is something that can be very tough to do. I think about what would it be like to be a Jew in the first century? You are converted to Christianity, but your family's not. What happens when the Sabbath comes? And what happens when these feasts come up? You're in a situation where you have weekly, maybe daily reminders of the spiritual difference between you and your family now. And there are some of us who are certainly in that same position, where we have to make choices that influence our relationship with our family on a daily, on a weekly basis. It's important to treat our family with love, but we also need to be sure not to sacrifice God's truth in that situation. We need to keep those relationships through that filter of God's word to make sure that we are putting God first, that when it comes down to a decision between God and our family, that we are putting God in the proper place. a little more on relationships with people from Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Paul writes, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." So I think God is kind of giving us this structure that he wants to be first. We then need to meet the needs of our family, of the church, take care of those people, and then expand out to the people outside of the church, meet the needs of those non-Christians who also need our help. In order to do so, we have to be aware of those needs. The Bible talks about us fostering relationships within the church, growing close to one another, confessing our sins to one another. In doing so, we will gain understanding in each other's needs. We'll build those emotional bonds, we'll grow in trust with one another, and then when those needs come up, we can help to meet them. And it's a two-way street, because today, you may be the one in need, and you come to me and I can help you in that situation, but tomorrow I'm going to be the one in need, and I'm going to need your help. And those things are going to build that trust, build those relationships, so that we can help each other the way that we need to, so that we can take care of each other the way that we need to. And it's important that we overcome the embarrassment, the anxiety of those situations, and we're able to ask our Christian brethren for help when we really need them to step in and assist us. But do our priorities line up with God's priorities? That's the real question. So number two, I want to talk about our priorities. And as we look through the Bible, we see examples of people who had to make decisions about what the priorities in their lives are. And in some cases, they made the right choice. We look at Noah. Noah's in a situation where he has to choose God over all these other people. He and his family are walking one path, the rest of the world is walking another. I don't know how many times he must have been ridiculed while building that ark, how many times he must have been mocked, but he kept at it. He put God first, he trusted in God, he trusted in that relationship, and it paid off for him. We look at Moses. Moses had this opportunity for great earthly power, for a great earthly position, and chose God over that. He chose to help God, to help God's people, rather than take this earthly position of power. Obviously, Christ is our best example. We can look at Christ, and he demonstrates throughout his life what his priorities are. He takes the time to be with God. He takes the time to help God's followers. He takes the time to reach out to those who are outside of God's salvation, and he is helping all those different people. He is constantly expressing his priorities through his actions. We also have a lot of bad examples. Judas comes to mind. Here's a man who's willing to choose money, a small amount of money, in order to sell out his Savior, in order to sell out the Son of God. His priorities were not in the right place. The kids just studied Jonah. Did Jonah prioritize God's work in Nineveh, or was he more concerned with himself? Even at the end of that book, we see God is calling out Jonah, saying, "You're more concerned about this plant than you are about all these people whose lives, whose spiritual lives have just been saved." And so God calls Jonah out on that. I think in this area, when we talk about our priorities, our two biggest temptations are probably going to be to put work or our family above God. Now, when we talk about work, I think specifically we're tying that into money as well. Now, we know that we have to work. We see this in Scripture in 2 Thessalonians 3. It says, "For even when we were with you, we used to give you this order. If anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either. For we hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies. Now such persons we command and exhort in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to work in quiet fashion and eat their own bread." So we have a responsibility to work. We have a responsibility to take care of our family. We have a responsibility to help other people financially. God has given that to us. But we need to make sure we're working with a purpose. If we have an opportunity to do more work, to do extra work, we need to examine what the purpose behind that is. So let me give you an example. If I have a job and an opportunity comes up for promotion, but it's going to require me to work 10 extra hours a week. Now, if I'm struggling to feed my family, if I'm struggling to provide them the shelter they need, if I'm struggling to help other people, that may be a need. I may need to take this position in order to do that. But if we're comfortable, you know, if I put food on the table, if we have shelter, if we're able to help people, if everything's fine, but I still want to take this other position, am I doing that? Am I sacrificing that time to serve God? Am I sacrificing that time with my family just to meet more wants? Am I doing this just to get a bigger house, just to get a better car, just to get more stuff? When it comes to work, I think we need to talk about that is, what is our motivation for working as much as we are? Are we meeting a need or are we meeting a want? And we need to ask ourselves that question and maybe make some changes if we need to. I think we can also be tempted to put our family first above God. Are we willing to compromise God's truth for our family? Are we willing to put our family's wants, our family's desires above God and His Word? Am I willing to turn away from the truth for a relationship? I think that's a big question we need to ask ourselves. In my experience, a lot of people who are led away from the church are led away because of a relationship that they're in. And it's one of those things where it just happens gradually over time. It's not a process where we meet someone and they drag us away from God that day and it's done. It's over the course of months and years, we're influenced, we're gradually changing our priorities for this person until we realize that we have put this person above God. And I think it's important that we are mature enough as Christians to step back and see when a person or when work or when any of these things are slowly taking that place above God, and to recognize that and then to make the necessary changes in that situation. What about this? How many people will turn away from, or will not turn away from false teachings because of a belief that their grandmother, their grandfather, their mother, or their father held? It's so ingrained because of the way that they were raised and all these things that the way that that person taught them, the way that that person believed, is more important than God's truth. I don't mean to make light of that, because if we're encountering someone, say, whose grandmother taught them from when they were a child, but maybe taught them incorrectly, changing that viewpoint is going to be very, very difficult. It's going to be emotionally taxing, it's going to be stressful. And if we're asking somebody to do that, we need to recognize how difficult that's going to be. We need to support them, we need to encourage them, we need to be there for them. Because that's probably going to be a process. That's not something they're going to be able to do overnight. And we need to be there to help them through that situation. It's especially going to be hard if that family member has passed on. I've encountered people in this situation, you know, my grandmother believed this way. They can't accept that she is maybe not saved the way that they thought. And if she's passed away already, then that person now has to reevaluate their grandmother's salvation in order to come to the truth. And that's going to be a very tricky thing to do. But I think the key is if we truly love our family, we're going to put God's truth first. Because if I'm willing to compromise the truth for another person, I'm not only risking my salvation, I'm risking theirs, and I'm risking everyone we're going to influence. That is why it is so vital that we stick with the truth. So as we look at that, if our priorities don't line up with God's, number three is, how do we realign those priorities? And as I said, they don't typically change overnight. This is something that we're going to have to work at. We're often gradually influenced by things. You know, we're baptized, God becomes that first priority. We're on fire, we're doing everything that we can. We maybe go to a camp session, God takes that top spot. But then over time, things just start to creep up, start to take that top spot away from God. And we need to be mature enough to recognize that and to take the necessary steps to change it when that's happening. We need to change our lives if we get into that situation. I mean, we know we need to prioritize, but do our actions actually back it up? And we go back to that list. Is God at the top? Is my family in the church next? Other people, my health, my financial well-being, my work? Am I keeping those things where they need to be? So kind of building on that, I have a challenge tonight. I want you to go home and make two lists. And on the first list, I want you to write down what God's priorities are for your life. This is what God wants me to do, and this is an active list. This is how God wants me to live day in and day out, what my actions should express when I am going out into the world. And on that other list, I want you to write how you're actually living. When I examine my life, truthfully and honestly, what am I really prioritizing? Is God actually at the top, or is work, or family, or friends? Am I allowing things to take that top spot? Now, you may make those two lists and they're identical. God's at the top, you're taking care of your family, you look at how you're living your life, it lines up perfectly. That's great, keep it up. But if they don't, then you're going to be faced with a tricky situation of trying to realign your life to match God's priorities. And that's going to be tough, because that means we're going to have to make some changes. It may be I'm working too much, and I've got to cut back on how much I'm working. It may be the job that I have is just not conducive with obeying God, with taking care of my family. Maybe I've got to find a different job. It may be cutting back on some harmful relationships. Maybe I've let some people into my life who are hurting me spiritually, who are hurting my family spiritually, and maybe I need to cut those relationships off. But it's going to be difficult. But if that is the case, we are here to encourage you, to help you in that situation, to help you realign your life. And again, it's not going to be an overnight thing. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of hard work. And I think we do it one thing at a time. We're saying, okay, God needs to be first. I'm going to work on that. Once God is first in my life, once I'm living for God, my family's going to come next. I'm going to prioritize them. And gradually, we will realign those priorities. So tonight, if you're not a Christian, tonight is the perfect opportunity to make God your priority. If you need to come and put God on in baptism and make him your priority, we offer that invitation. If you're a Christian and you haven't been putting God first, if you haven't been living the way that you should, and you need to make God a priority, we invite you to come too. We're here to encourage you, to help you, to give you strength, to give you guidance, anything that we can. We ask that you come and sing now.